A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madarin channel, Alhamdulillah, again we are watching next episode of Silsila Interpretations of Dreams. Inshallah, as usual, today we will discuss about the dreams. In the beginning, I would like to share a blessing of recitation of Durud-e-Pak. You know, in this dunya, every person wants to be more near to the big personalities. If someone has good relations with some ministers, any wealthy person, any big, in Africa they call Lani, Set, whatever is the status of the person. So normally people like to be more near to that big personalities. But among the makhluk, among the all creations, the highest status is the status of our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Not only in this dunya, even hereafter on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, when the all people, all the human beings will be gathered. So at that time, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will show the highest status of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So how we can get the company of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, not only the company, if we want more closeness to Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so what is the wazifa, what is the means for that? So Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The summary of Hadith Pak is, on the day of judgment, the person will be more close to me, that would be that person who will recite more Durud-e-Pak upon me, who is the habitual of recitation of Durud-e-Pak. So the one will recite more, he would be more closer to Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. So every person wants that. So we have to recite Durud-e-Pak. We should recite Durud-e-Pak in abundance. Inshallah azawajal, on the day of judgment, we will be getting too many benefits, too many bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And one biggest bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would be on that day, the person who will be more close to Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azawajal, today is the, you can say, a special episode for the interpretations of dreams. Before moving forward, I would like to explore a little bit more about the interpretations of dreams. There are two types of knowledges, two types of ilm. One is yaqini, there is no doubt in that, and one is zanni, means that can be happen or that cannot be happen. So the knowledge, the result, the interpretation of the dreams, we get the knowledge ilm zanni, the second type of the knowledge. It is not confirmed that whatever we are telling to the people, 100% it's sure that the same thing will be happen. Because there are too many signs, there are too many interpretations for the same thing. But sometimes Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows something else as well. So we should keep in our minds that whatever is gained from the interpretation of something, someone's dream, so ilm is ilm-e-zanni, that is not confirmed. But normally, what ulama-e-kiram explain about the interpretations of any kind of dream, so normally Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows the same thing which is said. The second thing is that there is a big, huge difference in between the dreams of common people like we and the dreams of Awliya-e-Kiram and the dreams of Anbiya-e-Kiram. The dream of Anbiya-e-Kiram, that is confirmed ilm, because the dreams of Anbiya-e-Kiram are the kind of Wahy-e-Ilahi. That is also Ameen, because there are too many ways Anbiya-e-Kiram get Wahy from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Sometimes it is from some angels like Sayyiduna Jibreel, Allah Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, used to come to the prophets having the Wahy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, orders from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and he would explain that Wahy in front of the prophets. That was one of the means. The second thing, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala directly talks to the prophets, like it is famous, the laqab of Sayyiduna Musa, Kalimullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Kalimullah. Kalim means the one who talks to someone. So, Musa ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wa salam had the opportunity. He was blessed by the miracle that he used to talk to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala directly. He used to go to Kohetur and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed many wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So sometimes Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala directly gives his orders, his wahi to the prophets. And sometimes it is in type of some voice, like Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasalam also had some of the wahi from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in shape of some wordings, in shape of something else. So, wahi is the confirmed knowledge. That's why Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw in the dream that he is slaughtering his son Sayyiduna Ismail ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, so because that was the dream of a Nabi, so he came to know that this is the order of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So he explained about his dream to Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was also a Nabi of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So he said that whatever Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has ordered you, I'm going to obey that. You should do whatever is ordered from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. I'm ready for that. But there was a miracle that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala saved Sayyiduna Ismail ala Nabijina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the whole story as you know. So the dream of a Nabi, that is the confirmed knowledge which is revealed from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to the Anbiya-e-Kiram. So this is a little bit explanation about the basic differences of the dreams. Alhamdulillah, Tabriz bhai has come. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's watch the first segment, Anbiya ke khwab, dreams of prophets, inshallah azawajal. After that, we will continue our discussion.
A true good dream is
sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyullah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The segment has come in which we speak about the dreams of the blessed Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. This narration which I am going to narrate to you has been narrated by Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this narration is muttafaqun alayhi. It is present in Sahih al-Bukhari as well as in Muslim Sharif. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a dream during the night in which he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had seen that he had migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to such a place that was filled with greenery and date trees. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that in my dream I assumed that this could be Yamama or Hajar. Yamama is a place which is in Hijaz and it is named rather after a woman. Singapore, it is known for its greenery and date trees. And the second place, which is Hajar, is situated in Bahrain. And this place is very, very famous, for there are many clay pots which are found in large numbers. Allahu Akbar. But dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, it was in reality Madinatul Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that when I reached there in my dream, I had withdrew my sword and I waved my sword in the air. And as I done so, my sword had broken into two halves. This was an indication of the Muslim army facing lot of difficulties during the Battle of Uhud. I then basically waved my sword for the second time in the air, and my sword had restored and became better than before. And this was an indication of the glad tidings which the Muslim army would have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, anyways, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had seen this blessed dream, and subhanallah, all of this that he had seen in his dream had turned out to be true, because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did migrate, but not to Yamama, nor did he migrate to Hajar, but rather he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. As far as the swords are concerned, that he waved the sword in the air and it broke, and for the second time when he waved his blessed sword, it had became better than before. Of course, this was the indication which was also very true, because the Battle of Uhud had occurred after many years after migration from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah. As well as the difficulties which the Muslim army had faced, as well as the glad tidings which they had received after their difficulties, was also true from this blessed dream of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. As you have just heard now, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating his blessed dream, and whatever he has mentioned in his blessed dream had turned out to be true as far as his migration is concerned to Yamama or to Hajar, which was actually Madinatul Munawwara, and for the sword to break, for the difficulties to occur, as well as for the glad tidings to be received to the Muslims after those difficulties. All of this turned out to be true. Why? Because the dreams of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam is wahi. It is min janibillah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a type of indication to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. You and I may have some type of doubt or shak in our dreams as to whether it would be true or whether it would not come true. But there is no doubt in the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It is an inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have just heard about the dream of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in the upcoming segments and programs, we will be speaking more about the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us now leave inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant success and turn your dreams to be true, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our lawful wishes. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, that was the segment, very beautiful. We come to know about the dreams of prophets, and alhamdulillah, we get too much knowledge about that, and sometimes there are some nasa'ih for us. So inshallah azawajal, we would continue showing you such kind of segments, Anbiya ke khwab in Urdu and the dreams of prophets in English, inshallah azawajal.
A viewer had asked the question that why do we actually see weird and scary dreams, Asad Bhai? Could you please give us the interpretation for this as well?
There are too many things to discuss on this topic. The basic thing is that sometimes it is due to shaitan. Like we are not sleeping in the real life, shaitan put some waswasa in our hearts. So likewise, the power which is given to shaitan, he shows bad dreams. There is something from the shaitan. So shaitan tries to make Muslim pareshan, to make him worry. So that's why sometimes we watch bad dreams. And sometimes it is due to the bad habits. Because normally what we do in our daily routine, the same thing we watch in our dreams. So that is the reason, because the pious people, they watch good dreams normally, generally, and the bad people watch bad dreams, because sometimes that is the reflection of our thoughts. So if you are watching bad things in your daily routine, so while you are sleeping, so there would be reflection and you might having the bad dreams. So this is the second thing. The third thing, sometimes there are some exams, some hardships, some difficulties for a person. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows in the shape of dreams. So in the future life, near future, maybe there would be something which is wrong for you and you watch in your dream. So we should make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to save us from bad dreams. So these are the normal reasons having bad dreams.
MashaAllah, marhaba, what a beautiful interpretation. Anyways, there is a question here from one of the viewers that what can a person read or do in order to see the noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream? Asad bhai, can you please give us any type of wazifa, any type of thing to read for a person to see the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream?
Many people ask that, is there any wazifa, is there anything which we can recite to have the sight of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams? So the basic thing, the love of Prophet, the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the means that a person will see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dreams. The second thing is recitation of Durud-e-Pak. Any Durud, if you will recite in abundance, any Durud with the intention that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give me the chance to have the sight of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dream. So inshallah azza wa jal, due to the barakah, the blessing of Durud-e-Pak, you will have the ziyarah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But basic thing is the remembrance of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. While you are not sleeping, you should act upon the sunnahs of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And also recitation of Durud-e-Pak is the basic thing to have that opportunity. So inshallah azza wa jal, when you will try, you will have the blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
If a person sees himself messed with blood, all around him he is surrounded and messed with blood alone, so what will be the interpretation of such a dream, Asad bhai?
Why a person see the dreams where sometimes there is blood shedding all over, sometimes there is a big fight, sometimes people see the war, sometimes there is a very horrible scene. So what is the reason behind that? So because this is the kind of bad dreams, as I said earlier, some of the reasons are there, what I explained. And one of the reasons is that also, because nowadays media is very fast, normally people watch news and there are bad news more than the good news. When you read any newspaper or you go to any news channel, so it is very hard to have any good news. And sometimes people have bad habits as well. They watch films, they watch dramas, and there are too many scenes. So those affect the mind of a person. So this is also a very big reason. And especially well before when you are going to sleep. So at that time, if you are watching any wrong thing or anything which is horrible, so it may cause the bad dreams as well. So we should try to save us from these all things. It would be better, because sometimes there are sins. So we should not watch such scenes. And also there is a good result if you are watching any bad thing, and that is bad dream. So inshallah azza wa jal, when you will watch good, when you will think about the good things, when you listen good, so inshallah azza wa jal, as per the results, you will be watching good dreams as well, inshallah azza wa jal. What is the next question? The next question is that if someone watch gold, diamonds, silver, and he watches at a big amount, so what is the interpretation for that? Sometimes we see dreams and we think that the interpretation would be very good for that. But apparently some dreams are good. But when you go and see the interpretation of that dream, so that is not good. Sometimes you see any bad dream and you think that the dream is not well for you, that is not good for you. There would be not good interpretation. But as per result, interpretation is very nice for that. So there are too many examples. So watching treasure in the dream, khazana in the dream. So apparently it is very good if someone watches that he is having a big amount of any treasure. So maybe he will be thinking that I am going to be a rich person. I am going to be a big businessman if something he has in his mind to have. So maybe he is thinking that now I am going to fulfill my desire. But the interpretation of watching any treasure, it's not good. He will face some hardships. Maybe there would be some difficulties for him. And maybe he will be losing something in this world. So this is the knowledge of interpretation. Sometimes the interpretation is a 360 change. Sometimes it is very opposite what you see in the dream. So if someone sees such kind of dream, so he should make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that may Allah save him from the bad interpretation and the bad result of that dreams. Let's move to the next question. The next question is about watching cat. What is the dream for that? So watching cat, it's not a good thing in the dream. And especially if someone is watching that cat is going to harm him. She's attacking. So that is the sign that the person who is watching that dream, he will be facing any illness. So maybe there will be some difficulties, some health issues with that person. So if someone watches such kind of dream, so he should make sadaqah in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It can be in any kind. You can spend money for the masjid. You can help any poor person. You can help any needy. So whatever is the kind, no matter. The important thing is to do sadaqah in the way of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is a very special and big shield for a Muslim. If someone gives sadaqah, charity, with the good intention, so that sadaqah is the shield from the hardships, from the very bad things, from illness, from bad health and whatever is there. So inshallah azawajal, it would be very good for the person. So watching cat is not good for the person who is watching in his dream. So let's move to the next question. What is there? If someone watches that he is fighting with someone, so what would be the interpretation for that? Maybe there would be some fight. It can be happen. But it's not necessary that if a person watching fight with someone in his dream, so tomorrow, the next day, he will be fighting with someone. Sometimes this is the a reflection of some memory, some bad memories. So maybe you are walking on the street, going somewhere, and you have watched any scene that some people are fighting. So maybe that would be the reflection of that thing. But sometimes it can be happen. So the person should take care about his things, about his matters, about his daily routine. So inshallah azawajal, if he will take care, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will save him from the fight, because fighting is not a good habit. So inshallah azawajal, when he will take care, and he should also make dua in the holy court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that may Allah save him from such bad conditions. So inshallah azawajal, with the blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will be saved from that.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madri channel, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had watched today's program. Please do not forget to join us next week Monday, same time, same place, only on your Madani channel. We are going to come back with another episode of this amazing series, The Interpretation of Dreams. So do not forget, you can catch us on www.dawoodislami.net. You can visit the website, this amazing channel inshallah, or else you can install DSTV in terms of getting Starset in South Africa, East Africa, or West Africa, and you can watch this program live off your TV, inshallah. We hope to meet next week. For now, Jazakumullahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.